Law enforcement on Long Island is preparing for the legalization of recreational marijuana in New York. Officials say road safety should be a top priority. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
Officers want to stay ahead of any state legislation on recreational marijuana. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says part of the problem is re-educating police officers on how to identify and deal with drivers that are high.
There's a thing called masking. They'll smoke marijuana, they'll be stoned on the marijuana, they'll drink two beers, go on the road. That police officer will turn around, believe the person is drinking alcohol, test them on the PBT, the breathalyzer, that person will pass. And then, unfortunately, if the officer is not trained, he'll drive away continued stoned in that vehicle. So the training is the most important part.
Ryder says a breathalyzer for marijuana is not readily or reliably available. That means law enforcement often have to rely on specialized training to figure out if someone is high. But civil rights groups like the ACLU say that the drug recognition training is not entirely reliable, and in some jurisdictions, their testimony is not accepted. State Senator Todd Kaminsky of Nassau says the logistical challenges go further than officer training.
So we're talking about millions of dollars that would need to be committed for this process. And we also have to remember that laboratories can't be left out of the equation if we're going to be having more people being tested, whether through oral saliva tests or through blood.
Nassau County created a task force last week to study the impact of legalized pot. County legislator Joshua Lafazan is a co-chair. He says there should be harsh penalties for anyone caught driving impaired.
My generation understands that you do not drive drunk. What my generation egregiously misses is that you do not drive high.
State legislators expect to take action on marijuana legalization within the next 3 months. For WSHU News, I'm Jay Shaw on Long Island.